from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Hi, Scott.
Hi, Doug. How are you?
I'm a little razzled.
All right. I was just ready to start it off. Carson Anderson extravaganza.
I promise getting back here today. So let's just say that you made it to Allen Park. It's getting to our broadcast location was a challenge today. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
Yeah.
I left the house thinking I made an appropriate clothing decision.
Yeah.
And I think in an hour's time, I'll feel better about it.
We're all in the shade, and it's a little chilly today, but nobody cares about that.
No,
practice.
But the view, Doug.
We're looking at a football field, man.
When this team takes the field today for practice.
Which isn't
this
for another 2 hours and 45 minutes, but.
is that right?
Yeah, they start at 12:45 today.
Awesome.
Yeah, I mean, look, this isn't the first time. Coaches, you know, do what you got to do. Their practice schedule moved around a little bit, so. Can you tell Ev, I think we're up and running with the Twitch feed. Sorry, we're a little late getting going. But
I feel like this is the best view that we will have had of a practice in
years.
It's possible.
If you know, I can turn the video camera around for those of you watching on Twitch, and there's nobody in that shot, so I'm allowed to do that, I think. But the best view we've had.
It's all right. They don't know you're here anyway. So.
That's probably true. All right, I think we're good. I think we're all set.
All right. Fair enough.
So practice, football.
Hey.
Do you miss it? Because I got to tell you, as an adult, when I was a kid, practice is something I went through to get to the games. I was like, all right, you got to do this. You got to do this part to get to the games. As an adult, the idea that somebody who knows what they're doing will take time to make you better at something you want to be good at is so appealing to me. Like, I would love, I've told the story before, but about, and I got this hockey team I play on, as a bunch of people that work at the University of Michigan, and one of them convinced one of the Michigan assistant coaches, Billy Powers, to put us through a practice. So one day, we went to Yost Ice Arena, and the coach came out and just showed us a simple breakout of the zone. After a face-off, like, gave us something to do.
Right, right.
You know, win the drawback. If I was the wing, I would go to I was like the left wing, and it was from the right circle. I would go to the boards on the other side, and they'd wrap it around to me. And then the centerman would circle back, and I'd try and hit him.
It looks like you're attacking me on the Twitch feed, by the way.
Oh, sorry. If the Twitch feed. Do we know if it's up and running?
I don't know.
Anyway, it gave us something to do.
Yeah.
And then he showed us a drill, how to make me a better backward skater. Like, you know, where you stood, you basically stood on one of the face-off circles and started walking around, facing out, okay? So you're and just started walking around the circle one way and then walk around the circle the other way and just keep doing it and doing it. And all of a sudden, if you keep doing it and doing it, you slowly start crossing over. You slowly start crossing over and become a better backward. And I'm like, this is incredible. And this guy is working with amateur hockey players, and he's used to working with collegiate-level hockey
right.
players. But he showed us a couple things, and I'm like, this is awesome.
Let me show you something I picked up when I was six.
Well, yeah, exactly. Let me show you something you should have learned.
You guys should figure this out.
Yeah, you should have learned years ago.
Listen, I never learned how to skate backwards. So,
When we're sitting here at a football practice, I don't know, man. I don't look at practice anymore as an adult as something you'd have to go through. And it's like, have you ever taken a golf lesson?
Yes.
Yeah. And when you do, and somebody who knows what they're doing shows you how to make get
like
better.
You want to work at it, and you want it because you're doing this to get better. Absolutely. Now,
it changes.
Do I miss practice? I mean, from a standpoint of when I played football?
Yes.
No. Because a lot of the practice was stuff that I didn't like and didn't enjoy doing. A lot of it was, you know, the conditioning, and I hate running, so that was no good. I just didn't like any of that stuff. However, there are parts of practice that I did miss, and those parts were the individual drills, like pass rush.
Yeah.
Because I was a defensive end. I love the pass rush drills because it was me trying to beat the guy who's trying to stop me from getting the quarterback, and I love that challenge.
Yeah.
And the same thing when we would do it's the same drill, but as a pass protector, because I was a backup offensive lineman, offensive tackle. My job was to make sure the guy I'm going against here doesn't get past me and get to the quarterback. And I really relished both of those opportunities in those drills to show that I was good at what I could do.
Right.
And I thought I was pretty good at both, actually. Unfortunately, I played at a time where nobody threw the football.
so rushing
those skills meant nothing. Absolutely nothing. No, but I still, they're not nightmares, but there are things that I think back about with football practice that I just hated, like bear crawl drills. Big fellas do not need to be looking like bears crawling on the ground. Worse than the bear crawl was the crab walk.
Yeah.
Can't stand this. I hated those things. Like, those things would bring me to tears in practice. I hated doing that stuff.
Is that right?
Yeah, but the one-on-one individual stuff, I did enjoy. I really like that.
Kang, back in our studios, you played a variety of sports. Where are you with practice? Do you miss practice at all?
Nope. I'm one of those guys that just want to play the games, man. The best part of practice was at the end when we would scrimmage. Or right before, yeah, maybe doing suicides or something like that. But scrimmaging was the best part of practice for me. Of course, I was young, didn't appreciate it. And now, as an adult, I understand it more for sure. You know, I still don't want to do it, though. And so that stays the same. But, yeah, you have to practice, of course, if you want to get better at any craft. But for me, as it is today, get me to the game. You know, I'm all about
–
and scrimmage and practice is the close thing to game time. So I just wanted to go out there and pretend I knew what I was doing already, right? Because I didn't want to go through all the other stuff that makes you a better player ultimately. But, yeah, so nothing changed.
I was thinking about – Like the best piece of advice that I ever got, like the best drill I ever got, was the one I said to make me a better backward skater was to stand on a face-off circle facing out and just walk around. Just walk. Literally start taking steps around the circle. And I did notice slowly I started basically skating the circle because I'm better for some reason going to my right backwards than to my left backwards. And I don't know what that's about, but I got better because of that drill.
Are you right-legged?
I guess. Well, I'm soccer. I was right-footed, yeah. Oh. With golf, one of the instructors told me when I get to the top of my backswing, because I had this over-the-top problem, my first move should be to drop my hands straight to the ground and over-exaggerate. Just come to the top of your swing and drop your hands straight to the ground. That helped me in a lot of ways. So I guess when somebody who knows what they're doing teaches you something, and I still play hockey and I still play golf, and these guys who knew what they were doing made me better, it makes me like relish the days when I had a chance to practice when it meant something, and it doesn't anymore. But do you remember any piece of advice a coach gave you that like resonated and really made you better?
I mean, the one thing that all line coach tells you, whether it's offensive line or defensive line, the one thing to this day, and I would tell it to any high school kid that's playing that's struggling, I said, low man wins.
Yeah.
It's all about leverage. Yeah. Everything you did was about leverage and staying low. So when you hear things like pad level, hear it all the time now, it's exactly what it means. It means staying low, keeping that leverage, firing out, and utilizing the strength of your legs. It's not just, hey, this kid bench presses 350 pounds and he's a senior in high school. Great. What does he squat? Does he have strong legs? Because that matters even more. So low man wins, use the leverage and pad level.
All right, 248-539-9797 before the Lions take the field. And there's one Lion out there working on some pass, looks like some pass routes. But they practice doesn't start today until 12:45, so we'll be able to talk about it a little bit when they get going, but it's going to be a couple hours from now. I'm just kind of wondering if there's anything from practice that was like the best advice you ever got that made you better at whatever sport you were playing.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.